today.
This is a sneak attack. Super anime barrage attack from the sky heaven spirit bomb. I missed.
Super fire, fiery, flaming, lightning burst, super kick, thunder, lightning, hail storm, nova blast. And he blocked it.
He's so powerful. Two episodes later, he's still so powerful.
How could we have had a two-day fight and he beat me with one punch? All the energy blast and,
So get up. So get up. So get up. So get up. So get up.
Welcome to the BAME Podcast.
Podcast number
8,500,000,000. So we're going to, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about real quick.
Oh, go ahead. First most,
congratulations, Mr. E. Diddy, for claiming your Skyhawk beta contest code.
Good job, buddy.
Second of all, we'd like to thank Mr. B. Smith.
B. Smith.
And Mrs. Redfield.
Redfield.
For having us on the PlayStation Show podcast, the Rogue Gamer podcast. That was a lot of fun there.
I thought that down there in WWE.
We did that on Saturday, so yeah. Y'all go on and listen to that there podcast. It was real fun for us to be on there.
Yeehaw.
You treated us real nice, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Also, you can now find the Boom Podcast at the PlayStationShow.com. You can go over there to their website and you see us up there. And you can also get it from www.battleclubgaming.com. And let's see what else going on here. I don't know. That's about it right there. That's that good news right there. So, yeah, go on and check us out, www.battleclubgaming.com. And you can also go on there, www.theplaystationshow.com, and get their podcast. And you can also get their other podcasts. They got, like, the Rogue Gamer, the Firefighter Reviews.
Yeah.
And I believe they got a Grumba Gamer over there.
Over where?
It'll be a good time.
Over there?
Over there. At theplaystationshow.com.
Oh, right down there. Oh, all right. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had fun over there. It was fun.
It was fun.
It was a fun night. It was great. Yeah. So check that podcast out. I don't know what day they posted up. I'm not 100% sure, but you can find it on your iTunes, theplaystationshow.com. Had a lot of fun with those guys. And hopefully we'll get some of the other members of that podcast to come on here someday and get some talking going on. So to the Boom Podcast. What you been doing?
Not much here, sir. DC Universe, still. I am in Metropolis. Where are you? Where are you?
I'm at Metropolis Missions, but I got some more missions in Gotham.
Yeah,
so I'm still in Gotham.
I don't mess around with the little fluff missions. I'm in it for the win it. So I'm in there.
I got some big. Like I got the one where you got to get beat up Solomon Grundy, which I still haven't been able to do.
Yeah,
that's a difficult one.
Maybe I should go back then. I'm right at the beginning. I can go
get
back.
That ass kicked, son.
I'll be under that. Dude, did you? They had these weird elemental things there. Have you met one yet?
What is it?
Okay, this is red like light that comes up. You can see, and then down there, this is rotating sphere like fire, and these two guys that just be walking around. I've met them twice, and they both handed me my ass in two hits.
I don't think I've seen them yet.
I fought them twice and lost both times. And they're grabbing something and putting it into the little distortion, and then they won't attack you. You'll see a little bar over their head that starts clicking down. As soon as it clicks to zero, they turn around and start beating your ass.
That's so, the time you got to get a run away, flee battle.
I should have ran, but I was just so interested to see what they were doing. Took a hell.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of crazy stuff, but I haven't seen that yet. Mm. But actually, we're going to end up having to team up anyways, because I even got in Metropolis. I got missions that I'm not. You know, I can't do by myself. They actually have missions on there, which is like, dude, don't go by yourself. You're gonna get fucked up.
Yeah, I've been
get
there.
Get yourself a squad. So.
Been there one too many times.
And that's one thing I like about that game. It's fairly easy. Like, I've never had a trouble putting a random team together.
Yeah.
There's always seems to be people that is willing to help you, or people on or around the same mission that you're doing that are joining up with you. Unlike a lot of other MMOs and shit, like fucking Final Fantasy 11.
Bullshit ass 11.
Which we had Mr. D-Don, D-Double Dog, hit us up on the Twitter, was asking, was Final Fantasy 11 worth it?
For me, since I put in the 70, level 75 character in there, was it worth it to you? Let me ask you that.
I told him no.
You think it was?
I told him, first of all, to wait. Well, no, because I was going to say wait until Final Fantasy 14 came out, but he only has an Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's speculation is coming out for Xbox. I haven't heard any official announcement is coming out for Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him to do the Phantasy Star Online, which I thought was MMO. Mm-hmm. It was probably more his speed. And you still get to pay for it if that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a demo you can try out. And I know a couple people playing it. They said it was pretty cool. So I put him in that direction. But if Final Fantasy 14 comes out on the Xbox, revamped and better than it was before.
Oh, God, hey, that punk of detritus.
Might as well go there and try that out for a little bit.
No, I'm going to put my two cents in. Now, as a level 75 Dark Knight, you know, I put my years in there. It wasn't worth it. You know what it seemed like to me? It seemed like
level 75 Black Nerd.
You know, that's just hating.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest with you. If you get into it, the fact that the game's kind of outdated now, especially with Final Fantasy 14 coming, the problem is that the game is so heavily based on teamwork that, I mean, it was hard enough for me getting level 75 when the game was still out and fresh and people were just getting into it. And when it hit the million people mark and I was still having problems getting 75, you're going to have a hell of a time now since a lot of people left, either went to World of Warcraft or playing, like, you know, Guild Wars, another one of those MMOs that
I
was
thought
out.
The community was still kind of alive. It's not.
Nah, I kind of went downhill, man. Because I remember a while back when I was on there, maybe a year or two ago, when I actually went on my account. Not good. Not good. Both of my link shows that I was with that had 300 to 400 people plus, gone. Everybody was gone. Link show broke up. So, yeah, I mean, at some point, people get tired of being so heavily based on team. You know, having to have a team all the damn time. Want to do a mission? Got to have a team. Want to do something else? Got to have a team. Want to go collect the item? Got to have a team. Like, that's what the good thing about DC
is. Want to have sex? Got to have a team.
Yeah. Good old fashioned gangbanging. Huh?
What the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
So I would not advise actually getting that game. I wouldn't play it. I would go to somewhere else. Do World of Warcraft. Just get a PC. If you only have an Xbox, I'm sure there's other. Like I said that the Phantasy Star, do that. Fuck Final Fantasy. Whoa. Wow. Is that disrespectful?
Yep.
I think it was. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Sorry. I love you, Final Fantasy.
So, I mean, yeah, there it is. D, if you're listening, I think you have a unanimous skip Final Fantasy 11.
Don't get it.
Like I said, try the Phantasy Star Online. They got the demo you can try out to see if you like that better. And if not, wait for Final Fantasy 14 to come out, hopefully on the 360, which I think it will.
Mm-hmm.
And then just try that out. Cop that. See what's up. Why go backwards when you can go forward?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
God,
you know what I mean?
Please do
not.
You know
what I'm saying?
RPGs, stop it. All of them, just stop. We don't need the whole armor durability and weapon durability bullshit in the games. We get to those games to get away from reality. That's why you're a fantasy game. And we don't need all your reality with the weaponry and armor crap. No. No, sir. We don't need it. I don't like it.
What else has been going on there, person? You there.
Let's see.
Guy.
Dialysis and.
Broom.
Baking.
Stick.
Broomstick. Is that a joke? That's hurtful.
Okay.
I could just walk away right now and go home.
Did it. Dad, what happened? What's going on? Go ahead.
Let's see. See me baking some bread. And, playing those little mini games. Where my heart is in them other ones. They're all right. All right. I've really been just doing the DC. I ain't going to lie. It's been all DC all week,
DC.
Trying to get my level up.
DC. All day, all DC. Ooh. That's it? DC and Dialysis?
DC and Dialysis.
The double D's?
I'm trying to get my character. I'm actually hooked into the game to the point I'm trying to get my character up there to level 11. So I'm working on that right now.
All right, let's see what I've been doing here. I'm finally cracking over my Batman comic books.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff there. That's some really interesting stuff. Went back, did the Flashpoint, Batman. We talked about it before. I did the Batman, the Dark Knight from the Flashpoint. It's like a 3 comic book series. I found the second one, so I finally sat down. I read through the first one. And the second one, I'm getting ready to read through the third one. Spoiler alert, Commissioner Gordon gets his neck chopped off. It was some ill shit in that comic
book. Oh, did she show it?
Yeah, she cut his neck. She slit his throat.
Oh, they said chopped off.
Oh, no, no, she slit his throat. That's what I meant to say. But then it was fucked up because, like, okay, so Commissioner Gordon tried to go as it along. Now, you have to remember, this is taking place in a different universe, a different DC universe, right? So the Joker kidnapped these two kids that belong to Harvey Dent's kids. So Batman is trying to find them. Commissioner Gordon's trying to find them. Commissioner Gordon gets a tip, goes to try and save the kids on his own, goes inside the building and sees the Joker. So he shoots the Joker. And then when he comes up on the body, he sees that it was actually the little girl that was kidnapped, dressed up as Joker, with guns tied to her hands and stuff. So basically, Commissioner Gordon, you're a murderer.
Murderer.
But in instant karma, in the name of Joker, he gets that throat slit. So that's where it stopped at. So it's pretty intense, pretty freaking crazy. That was a pretty ill scene.
Damn, comics is getting back to their origins, ain't they? Grudginess of it.
They're getting it popping. They're getting it popping and dropping.
Sir, you are distracting me. You have something on your tooth.
So, where?
Still there. Let's see. You're good.
Ah, yes, thank you.
You're welcome. I try.
So then after I finish that, I'm going to start. I got the regular Batman from the new DC 52.
No, seriously? It just jumped to your other tooth.
What?
It jumped to your other tooth.
That
son of a bitch ain't going nowhere. It's good. It's gone now. It's gone now. Like a piece of herb.
Must be eating
something delicious, huh?
So yeah, and I'm gonna get the Batman. Read the Batman. Probably grab some other comic book stuff, and that'll be that. Let's see. I've been looking for some new TV to watch. Haven't found much. Like I said, I've been watching some Avatar. I'm at the end of that one. I've been watching some random Netflix crap. I've been watching some Claymore. Thanks to Ms. Redfield. She suggested a couple of other anime I haven't checked out, so I'll check those out. I've been watching the Super Mario Super Show.
Jesus Christ.
oh,
that's so racist.
Let's see. Watching a little bit of Rainbow Bright, the movie.
Woohoo.
Huh?
With who?
With Rainbow Bright, nigga.
With who? By yourself?
Who you think? By myself, dude. Damn.
Oh, damn. Oh.
Rainbow Bright, Bright is laying in there.
Wow.
I don't know, man. It's been a boring ass week for the most part.
Kind of has.
Keeping it real. It's been a boring ass week.
What about the one movie came out yesterday, Bag of Bones? Or the short series. It finishes up tonight. I'm sure I get home and watch it. Finish it up.
What time
It's not that bad. I think 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock starts.
Oh, shit. Now, what I want to know about, did you watch the, on the Sci-Fi channel, what was it?
What?
The remake of,
Peter Pan?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, Neverland.
The new one?
Yeah, Neverland.
Yeah, how was that?
No, I didn't know.
It wasn't good?
They dropped the ball on that one, I think.
What was wrong with it?
Peter Pan and Captain Hook were apparently friends, and Captain Hook kind of killed Peter Pan's father and ends up betraying him, and it's all this. I don't know. It just seems not like the Peter Pan. And the graphics are just suck. Sci-fi, seriously, come on. You're a big network. Put some effort into your graphics. Sometimes it turns you off. Don't you realize that sometimes?
Yeah, because it's so generic.
Yeah, it's just so
super generic.
Bad. You're like, God, really sci-fi?
No, no, because I've always assumed, from my understanding, I don't know where I may have got it from, or maybe it was just some randomness, that they were like buddies at first, and then something happened, that then they turn to enemies.
That sounds kind of familiar, actually. You might be right.
Yeah,
about that.
I don't know. So I mean, maybe that is. But this was supposed to be for clarification. This was supposed to be like the beginnings of Peter Pan, right?
Right. Yeah.
And this showed how Peter Pan became Peter Pan?
Yeah,
or?
From being like a pit pocket on the street with the rest of his gang. It showed how the Lost Boys became Lost Boys.
How did they become Lost Boys?
Because Spider! Though they're all apparently come from, I want to say England, and they're all pretty much pit pockets, and they all work for Hook, okay? See, you got what I'm saying? That's a, I guess where that relationship comes from between them two, because Peter Pan's father's dead, but he didn't know Hook killed him. So, you know, Lost Boys are on the boat. Then something happens. I'm not going to spoil that. And then they end up leaving, running away. Peter Pan tries to escape with the Lost Boys. Spoiler alert, one of them ends up dying, though. One person ends up dying, gets shot and killed. And, yeah. Then things just kind of progress from there.
Man, how did they get to Neverland?
I can't spoil all that. You have to watch it.
No, that's the point of the podcast, is to spoil shit.
We ain't going
to
spoil it all. This is that they get to Neverland, son. You know. Actually, I think where they are is technically Neverland. This weird kind of way to put it. Because, okay, they're pit pockets. And then Peter is from England. Okay, so all of them come from England to Neverland. Neverland. Okay. Hook is there. Now, apparently, I think Hook ended up coming to and fro there, too. Because Hook wanted to use them in his pickpocketing schemes, I guess, to earn money in a way. So they come into Neverland, right? Okay, they're there. And so shit pops off.
It didn't make any sense at all.
You have to watch it. It's kind of hard to explain.
So you're saying Hook is from Neverland?
Well, apparently not, because Hook killed Peter's father.
Oh, my God.
Hook
oh my
is... God. Damn it. Oh my God. Hook and Peter are from the same place where the Lost Boys is from. All of them traveled to Neverland.
Yeah, how did they get to Neverland?
I don't know. I can't remember. That was a while ago when I ended up watching that thing. Like,
it was like 2 weeks ago.
I know. Dude, it wasn't that good of a movie. You think I really paid attention to the schematics? Look, just understand this. They came to Neverland, okay? So I got to understand. Peter Pan's father was killed by Hook, and which is kind of funny because the Hook was called Hook before he got his hook. So, it was like, couldn't you give him a different name? These get lazy.
No, he was called Hook because he was a hook. But then after he was called Hook, it was one of those manifest destiny type of things. Like, oh, your nickname is Hook. But now you have a hook. It's like you call somebody, hey, Peggy. But then her leg gets ran over by a car and then she gets a peg leg.
Oh, Peggy.
And the fact that her name was Peggy just takes on a whole new meaning. That's what that is.
Yes. Look, I got to understand. Just watch it. If you take your mind out of the terrible graphics and stuff of it, the story is what it is, I guess.
We're not going to take our mind off of the horrible graphics.
And then Hook gets his arm chopped off at the end of the first.
Who chopped it? Who got it?
Peter got that bad boy.
Yeah.
Because Hook stepped on Tinkerbell. He stepped on that bitch. Like, vermin. Bam! Peter was mad.
Wait, he killed Tinkerbell already?
I don't think she was dead. Oh. He just kind of fucked her up.
Wing was all snapped off.
She was just sprawled out. So, then they're after this orb. And then they're about to get, the bad guys are about to get
the
orb.
Why is there always a damn orb?
I know.
Wasn't it supposed to be a clock?
I think it was a clock, but it's an orb in this one for some reason.
What? They be changing unnecessary shit.
Yeah, it was an orb. And, oh, actually, you know what? The clock was in there. It was the little clock you're talking about?
Yeah.
Chain clock? Yeah, no, that's the one that was Peter. That was Peter's father's clock.
The tick-tock clock?
Yeah, but it was weird because Hook already had the clock. But Peter was after the clock, but they were really just after the orb, is what the bad guys were after. So he ends up defending the orb, and then Tinkerbell goes up and blasts the energy like some fucking Dragon Ball Z character. And Hook loses his arm, and that's what he's called, Hook. The end.
The end.
That, and I guess that's pretty much when him and Peter started going at it. And then pretty much everything after that is Peter Pan and Hook, how that...
How to learn how to fly.
Yeah. Huh?
How to learn how to fly. Was it the same in the movie, like Rufio?
I don't think Rufio was in there. Rufio wasn't in there.
God damn it.
No, I don't remember Rufio. There was a black guy and three white kids, plus Peter's at five. Were there more Lost Boys than that?
In the movie there was.
More Lost Boys. Peter was gay. Whoa. Either that or Wendy was a whore. Which one you want to go with?
Wait, so was they in the movie too?
Wendy wasn't in there. I didn't see Wendy. They had some Indian chick. I don't think that was Wendy though.
Well, because they didn't come till after. Because Peter Pan was already
established.
So then they got Wendy. But I'm saying, I wonder if, well, maybe at the end. Did you watch the whole thing?
Not the second part, nah. I had enough. Well, I couldn't do it. I was done.
Is when it was like, oh, Wendy and them are here.
I did see the end, though. Oh, I clicked back to the end. I happened to go across it. And pretty much Peter Pan, that's how they start their adventure. You know how they adventure a lot to explore and get gold and all the things. That's pretty much what it ended with. So Peter ends up coming back from England. But this time he can't leave. They're telling him, dude, you can't leave now. And he's like, I didn't want to leave. I wanted to stay with you guys. So
he didn't want to leave where?
He didn't want to leave Neverland.
Why not?
Because he's happier there. It's better being in Neverland where you can fly and...
Sorry, why can't he leave?
They didn't explain that. They just told me he couldn't leave.
Oh, bullshit.
I don't think they ever actually explained that part. But they just set him up where you can't leave. Remember, this part that I missed because I was just so underwhelmed by it.
Interesting.
I don't know. I might watch it.
So if you watch...
Put it on Netflix.
If you watch the cartoon series, then you watch the one with... what's that game? The guy's name? The Nut Job? Robin Williams. Okay, you'll learn the aftermath of Peter Pan. And if you watch this, you'll learn the beforehand of Peter Pan.
Ah, yes.
So add it all together.
I wonder if it's canon.
No.
I don't know if it's like real Peter Pan. Like if they went to the Peter Pan, people said, we got this Peter Pan idea. Or if it's just some bullshit.
I don't know.
Straight up sci-fi bullshit.
Sci-fi is not good for their reinterpretations of movies half the time.
They fucking suck.
Dude, this was a bad... If I had to turn channel, you know it was bad.
Man, remember the superhero show they had?
What happened to them?
I don't know. I used to like that. It was corny as hell, but I used to like that show. Now, this is the bullshit. You spend all this money on whack ass motherfucking Super Snake versus Titanic Octopus and all this bullshit. You got people, like, they promised those people if they won the superhero show that they were supposed to get their own movie series.
Right.
They didn't even, most of them just got like little small 5-minute cameos in a movie. But my thing is, you know, some people watched it. About as many people probably watched that show as watched the dumbass movies that they come out with, right?
Yeah.
Why not just put that money into that fan base and give these people the movie like you promised them? I would have actually watched that shit. Because I like the show, so I would have watched the movie about the superheroes.
So either Stan Lee is foul or sci-fi is foul.
I think it's sci-fi.
Because if you promising these people things, then you're supposed to deliver. Not some 5-minute cameo. So pretty much... Sci-fi found a loophole somehow to say, we don't have to give you your own movie. We're going to put you in a movie as a cameo.
I don't know what the fuck it was. My thing is, you already make these horrible-ass movies. So even if the movie did turn out horrible, so what? It's just like the rest of the shit that you got on your motherfucking show. And you know what I'm saying? And in those things, I think they could have been something.
I would have watched it for the simple fact of the matter is I watched the whole season.
You watched
season,
the whole show.
So you want to see the kind of, even if it was garbage, I still would have watched it because it would have been nice to see somebody's dream actually come true to the point they actually got a movie.
And you know what would have been dope? Like, okay, final episode airs. Right after the final episode, you get the movie made from that character. Even if it was just like a little hour movie or something, you know what I'm saying? Or a miniseries, a 3-part miniseries or some shit. Like, you know, it would have been interesting, introduced a new superhero.
Yeah.
And it actually could have been something that kind of blew up, you know?
So, didn't you actually get a comic book, too?
They did get the comic book, I think. I don't know how deep or how long the comics went, but they did get a comic book.
See, Stan Lee need to step up on this, though. I think Stan Lee need to get with some director, fuck sci-fi, and get that person a movie.
It was like 5 years ago.
Who cares, man? Stan Lee need to stop acting like a little bitch. Wait, hold on. How many seasons? Did they do 2 seasons of that?
It was only 2, I think.
They need to bring it back. I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was actually, I mean, as dumb as it was, it was entertaining.
It was.
To see. And then there's the fact that the people really got into the roles, though. Like, people really started to show, like, virtue and bravery and compassion and shit. Like, how superheroes are, and some people was like conniving and
yeah.
You know, so this is actually a pretty interesting show.
I think I need to be on there. Symbiote Onslaught. The dream is dead.
You can't even lift a book bag.
See, this is what I'm talking. This is Boom Podcast Hating Season number one, featuring Staccata, King of Hate. I challenge you to a duel, sir. A duel of insanity workout. What? I challenge you to it. I challenge you. We will do the insanity every other day. Whoever misses three workout sessions has to do something embarrassing, has to tell an embarrassing story online about
you
themselves.
You can't do insanity.
Yes, I can.
No,
you're just saying
you
I can.
Can't.
You accept the challenge.
You can't do insanity.
Accept
That's an unfair challenge.
How?
Because
what?
Because insanity is insane.
So you're saying it's insane for you?
No, it's insane for you.
I think you're scared.
It's insane for you.
No, I'm going to ask the viewers. If y'all think they should accept my challenge, you know what I'm saying? Send some messages through. Post some comments.
I'm just trying to spare his feelings from getting destroyed.
I'm scared. Oh, my throat.
So, you, sir, have been denied. You're lucky. You're lucky I'm denying you.
I'm starting mine tomorrow.
You'll be tore down from the whore down.
You see, when I come in here all ripped up and my face is like one giant muscle, start hating.
All these bourbons. Oh, yeah, and you guys keep listening to the show because at some point during the show, we're going to play a little clip of some music. And if you can guess where all the clips come from, then you could win a copy of Ratchet and Clank All for One.
And we need specific titles. We just don't need, like, the series in general. Just don't say Final Fantasy. And, no, it has to be which Final Fantasy or which game it's from. It's specific.
So that's that. So at some point, we're going to throw that in here. Listen for that. And Ratchet & Clank All for One. So new game. That's a brand new title.
Sealed
up.
Cop.
Show of respect, son.
And if nobody gets it this week, we'll add something on to it, and we'll do another four songs.
So that's that. So y'all listen up for that one, and y'all can win y'all something for your Christmas tree, or for yourself, or for a stocking stuffer, for your mama,
Mother.
For your daddy.
Ooh.
You know, whoever you want to win that for, that could, you know, you could get that, son. You could win that. You know what I mean? So that's cool. And then we got some other stuff coming down the pipeline. So. Everybody go sign up at www.battleclubgaming.com.
Yeah, you got to be signed up.
Get an opportunity to win this stuff. And then we're going to give you... Yeah, so what you're going to do is we are going to make a post in the forums. That's what we're going to do.
Yep.
And all you got to do is sign up, go to the forums, post in the thread what the name of the songs are, and then everybody who gets it right... That's stupid.
No.
Because then you can just cheat.
How do you cheat?
Because if they go post it in the forum.
No, but you have the date and time on there.
No, what I'm saying, let's say I go post it in the forums, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's all right. All everybody has to do is copy my answers.
No, that's why there's a date and time when you actually post, though. Isn't there usually a date and time?
So what are you trying to say? Just the first person
who
gets
person
it right?
The first person with the date and time, post it up right, gets the prize.
I don't know. Because then the other people come in, they look, and they be like, oh, he already got it right. I ain't even going to sign up.
All right, I'll tell you what. This is what we'll do. We'll post the songs, and then you have to Skype the next podcast we have with the answers. We'll give people a week.
What?
They have to Skype in with the answers. Call us. Hey, the first caller gets it right, gets the prize. What's your problem? How do you want to do it then?
I say that... okay, we can do it like that. Whatever. Yeah, okay. So next... Okay, follow us on Twitter, Boom Podcast. We'll post the time that we're going to do the show. And then you can call in on Skype. The Skype name is LSTACCATA. And you call in if you have all the right...
name of the songs.
Name of the songs.
Or
then
the game the songs the came from.
Name, yeah, name of the games, the songs that the games came from. And then you will get the game. And you call in, let us know. And then you can send us an email. And we'll do it. Boom. There we go. Oh, and we do have an email, boompodcast@gmail.com. So if we want to get some of that mail in, we could do like a mailbag session.
Yeah.
Anybody listening, we could do that now because we do have a real email for the show. Thank you, B. Smith.
He gave Staccato a hard time about that one. Lazy ass, man. You know something I thought was funny, though? That Redfield, do you know that every story she told, it started with liquor or beer and getting drunk? She's like, I woke up in the morning, had some breakfast with liquor. I went to the store, with liquor. I'm going to go to the game works with liquor. Love you, Redfield, but damn.
Yeah, hey, I might have to get drunk out there. So you might have to drive back.
I'm I don't drink at all, so I don't drive back. Don't hurt me at all because I don't get drunk. So
let's see. Are we going to take a break? We're halfway through it. So we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with some other stuff. And this one is dedicated to both B. Smith and Redfield, the Dave Matthews Band.
Woo, Redfield.
Dedicated to both of you guys. Tell me the song ain't dope. Tell me the song ain't dope. Break time.
In the songs, she said nothing of what she thinks, just goes stumbling through her memory, staring out onto gray streets. Things say, how did I come to this? I dream myself a million times around the world. But I can't get out of this place. Oh, there's an emptiness inside her. Can she do anything to fill it in? But all the colors mixed together. Great. And it breaks her heart. She wishes it was different. And she prays to God most every night. Though she knows well it doesn't listen, there's still a hope in her, he might. She says, I pray. Oh, but my prayers, they fall on deaf ears. Where am I supposed to take it all myself to get out of this place? Oh, there's a loneliness inside her. Can she do anything to fill it in? And though it's red blood bleeding from her now, the like cold blue ice in her heart. She feels like kicking out all the windows and setting fire to this life. She would change everything about her, using colors bold and bright, but all the colors mixed together.
Awesome break music. Some Hello. Of the, one of the best artists of our generation, of our times. Mr. Dave Matthews, get up.
Red through and B. Smith cussing you out.
Get up.
You damn dirty ape.
All right, let's do this.
So anyways.
Some games.
Nah, fuck that. We're going to talk about Bag of Bones. I'm tired of you hating on it. You ain't even watched it yet. You ain't watched it yet. How do you know?
Why you want to watch this bullshit? That's why. Hey, you watched this damn Bag of Bones.
Okay, one more. What about Criminal Minds? Have you saw that, though?
Nobody gives a fuck about Criminal Minds.
Have you watched it?
That shit has probably already been canceled.
Damn. Oh, man. Oh. Is it hot in here? Or is it just the hating? Oh, God. I think that's what it is.
Basically, what you've shown us is you need to watch less TV because you'd be watching some whack shit.
Damn, you're
pretty
hateful.
Much. You need to go read a book. Read a book.
You know what? I think I have the Messiah
read
complex.
Book, bro. Read a book, bro.
See, I'm gonna just be honest. I think I have the Messiah complex. I was like, man, I need to take a bath. So I rimmed some bath water, tried to step into that mug, floated right on top of it. I'm telling you, man.
You don't even know what the hell you're talking about now. How's that even fit into anything I've just said in the past 2 minutes?
Because I felt something that's supernatural need to be talked about, especially since I'm an atheist.
What?
You don't even know. Look, I'm tired of this hating. Just move on to the next thing. Because he doesn't.
He don't know what you're talking.
If you're with me.
You just started talking about bag of bones.
Look. Bag of bones.
Criminal minds.
Look, I'll tell you how it connects.
You know, your ass floating
in water. Let me explain how it all connects. Bag of Bones is with the supernatural. There was an episode on Criminal Minds about the supernatural. I had a supernatural experience. Hot damn.
So basically what you're saying is that you're so goddamn skinny that you got into the bathtub. You started floating on shallow water.
You know what? We're going to change the subject.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying nothing.
No, go ahead. Let's dig into this. Okay. Let's go ahead. Okay, so you're floating on water. Go.
No, that's what I'm just saying. That's what happened. Look, my back was hurting. I ran some bath water. I tried to step on it. I floated on top of it. Messiah complex.
How did you float on top of the water?
Because apparently I'm the next Messiah. Even though I'm an atheist.
How much water was in the bathtub?
It was a good, about maybe a couple feet.
Okay, and who else did you tell about this?
Nobody.
Good. It's this thing, you do know that when you step into the water, once your foot is in the water, you're stepping on the tub. It's called the bottom of the tub.
You know what? You can call it what you want. I call it floating. Floating. Floater. People. If you want to send me some mail talking about, you're the greatest in the world.
I got an idea. Why don't you float this to a good conversation, motherfucker?
Oh, man. Wow. All right.
Here's the games.
All right. You want to go first? Or you want me?
Yeah, I'll go first. First of all, I said we gave away the Starhawk beta. And then I got a Starhawk beta from the joystick, which was pretty cool. So we gave away one and got one. So we got to try that. I got to try that out. Do not like it. It is boring. I liked Starhawk. Like, I played that a nice amount of time for a couple of months, damn near every day.
Mm-hmm.
There are things about this that are cool, but for the most part, there's nothing necessarily wrong with the game. I just didn't care for it. It's like a 7.
So what's so bad
going
about it?
Beta.
What's so bad about it now compared to the first one? Because it wasn't supposed to be improved on it.
I mean, it is technically all improved from the first game.
Played out?
Okay, now here's my thing. Maybe this is what it is. Even in the original game, I didn't want to do none of the foot soldier shit.
Uh-huh.
I always just played the stages where you mostly got to go into the aircrafts and shit. You know what I'm saying? So in the beta, it's all, you know, on foot shit. And then you get to, you know, get the airplanes and stuff. Now, here's something that I haven't understood. Okay, in the game, basically, you have a button that brings up a menu of all these different structures that you can build. So you can build a structure. And that's how you get a Starhawk ship thing. Or you can build a structure and get a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unless I've been playing it wrong, that's the only way to get one of the flying machines and shit. The flying machines, like I'm in fucking ancient times and shit.
Yes, sir.
The magic flying machine.
Magic carpet ride.
The plane inside the game, like the only way to get it is to spawn it off your character using this menu.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the other Starhawk, where they were just around the stage. You just had to find it, hop in the Jeep, and get going. I don't like that. It slows down the game. It makes you do on-foot shit. I want to be able to... I want my character to spawn, to be able to hop into a fucking vehicle of any sort and just go into battle.
Mm.
Now, the thing about it that I do like is the planes, the jets, the fighters, whatever the fuck they're called, the Starhawks.
Okay.
Okay. Because, you know, you can fly in it. And the flying is a little bit different, too. It doesn't feel the same. It feels a little more jerky and a little bit less fluid. Mm. I'm not sure if that's just how they animated the flying or, like, trying to get that sense of speed from them. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It just didn't feel as I had as good of control of it as I did on the other game. But they're basically like Transformers. So 1 second you could be flying through the air, you press the button, and it transforms into like a mech robot. You can start shooting people up, and then when you're about to die again, you transform back into plane mode or whatever and just fly off again, like some Starscream type of shit.
No,
so that was pretty cool. But like I said, there's nothing necessarily wrong with the game. It just didn't really catch me like that. So, I don't know. It's like I said, it's not a bad game, but it's not a good game yet. I think if they would have just made this... Okay, if they took that part of the game with the Starhawks, if they had just built on that and just made it like a mech game,
yeah,
gave you some customization options and shit, and then gave you like some... where you could choose the different type of jet that you want to fly, your engine, your wings... let you customize how your mech would be and shit, and just turn it into like a Starhawk mech battle. That'd be dope. And even if they just have that type of gameplay in there, where, like on the first on the Warhawk and the PSN, like I said, they just had the stages where you just used the planes. That was it.
Yeah.
So if they have those stages where you just used your mechs and they have enough of them, I would probably buy it just based off of those stages just to do the mech battles.
That would be fun, though.
You know what I'm saying? But as far as all the on-foot shit and all that other stuff, I don't want to mess with that. It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun in the last game to me. It's not fun in this game. I guess that's what it is. So.
Sorry, guys.
Let's see. I'm playing some Battlefield 3. And at this point, it's kind of like I got it, so I have to play it. And like I said, what I was talking about when we was on the Rogue Gamer, I'm telling you that it's not a military shooter. It is a fucking sci-fi shooter. Okay? If I'm aiming directly at a character and I can't kill that character, that's because that character has a goddamn force field.
Yep.
Okay? This is Halo. Okay, we're playing. This is Resistance 3 that we're playing. And they're trying to... What I'm thinking is the next Battlefield 4... it's going to be like some alien invasion shit, like Independence Day, and all the shit that took place in this game. We're going to find out that all the bad guys was aliens with force fields, and you had to use a certain type of weapon to move forward in the game. The game sucks. The single player is probably one of the worst single players I ever played in my motherfucking life. Mm-hmm. And the multiplayer is fun. I have fun playing it, but it's just not what I wanted out of a multiplayer. But we've already given that enough talk on every show. Mm-hmm. So... fuck that game. But I still play it. Obviously, I'm playing DC Universe with you here and there, helping you get rid of some of those big old bosses. Which, since you're almost caught up, we'll have to just start teaming up, doing some of the missions.
I'll backtrack with you.
Let's see. What else have I been playing? Damn, because it hasn't really been too much. I want to hook my Xbox up and check out the new dashboard, but I haven't done that yet. Let me see. That's it, really. Not much has been. That's about it. I've been going between Warhawk, Battlefield 3, DC Universe Online, and I was thinking about downloading because they got a shitload of Final Fantasy games on there. So I'm thinking about downloading one of the older games. Now, which one is the one? Okay, remember they came out with that Final Fantasy, the After Years?
Yeah.
Which one is that a continuation of?
See, that'd be Final Fantasy 4. Yeah, Final Fantasy 4, which was Final Fantasy... Actually, I don't think we actually got that one, if I'm not mistaken. That's the one that ended up coming out later. But it was Final Fantasy 4, the one with Kane and all them.
Okay, well, they have that on there. I was thinking about buying that one just so I could play the continuation game.
Did you play the first one, though?
No, that's what I'm saying. I was going to buy the first one if they have it on PSN so I could play the continuation game.
It's all right. The Final Fantasy IV is a good game. I think changing jobs and having fun, but except for Final Fantasy VII, I just pretty much just threw that out the window, but it was good. Got Kane and Thistle.
So I got
Goon and Dark Knight, son.
I don't know. I might have to try that. That's something. So I've been looking for. I've been on the prowl for a good RPG. I don't want a fucking JRPG style shit. I don't want no Western style RPG. You can say it sucks. But not to me, it's not that the Western RPGs suck. They give you a different experience. But I just want some traditional shit. I want some Final Fantasy. I just don't know.
Here's a question. Are you trying to burn through Final Fantasy IV so you can play the after years?
No, I mean, it's going to play it as I feel like playing it.
See, I was about to say, man, you just get the damn emulation, put some cheat codes in, burn through it, so you can get the story.
I do not cheat, sir. I do not steal games, sir.
In fact, you know what? I've beaten every Final Fantasy fair and square. Fair and square.
You got too much time on your hands.
Now, I'm going to take me forever to beat, man. Oh, my God, Final Fantasy VI.
Now, here's the interesting thing. Like, I got my new thing in gaming from, right? And then there was an article in it where one of the guys was basically defending the Japanese gaming industry. Because a lot of people have been down on the Japanese gaming industry. And the guy was basically saying how some of the most unique titles are coming out of Japan.
Right.
They're coming from the Japanese mind.
Okay.
You know, so while everybody's trying to run away from the Japanese gaming market and go to the Western gaming market, that's the only place where everybody's steady crying for originality, something different, something new. The only place that you're really getting that is out of the Japanese market for the most part.
Exactly.
Do you agree with this, sir?
I agree.
So what are your feelings comparing the Japanese market to the Western market?
I don't know. Okay, here's my thing. I think the Western market, I'm not going to say all the time, but I'll say most of the time, it just feels like they dumb down games based off of what they think people want and don't really give them an experience as much as, you know, from the Japanese market where they'll sit down and they'll be like, okay, we're not going to worry about the characters right now. Let's think about the storyline and what we're going to give the people. Now, the gameplay may lack where that is, but most of the time I play most Japanese games, I always find the storyline to be much more enthralling than what I'll find in most Western games. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, though. I don't know.
Now, I agree with the fact that I think creatively there's more coming out in the Japanese market. But I think as far as the polish and as far as putting out really good titles, it's the Western market. Like one of the great, like I said, the greatest game right now ever made, the Uncharted series, Western market.
Yeah.
Resistance, Western market. But then that's the thing about the Western market is all you're getting is different variations of the same shit.
Thank you.
Whereas in the Japanese market, you are getting a very good variety of stuff. Like you said, you could get something from El Shaddai or Shaddai, whatever it's called, which is kind of this crazy platformer, side scroller, 3D-esque action game. And then you could go into something like, you know, little Mega Man titles or fucking some Zelda to some Mario. You know, just stop cussing.
Whoa, yeah, language?
Stop cussing. You froze
language?
It. You froze it.
Whoa.
You froze it.
Alana Bear? Really? Oh, she's... Oh,
you shouldn't have froze it then.
She's getting snippy with you.
Shit.
Look, I'm going to turn the mic on that you'll do
shit.
That. Because I don't believe in hitting the women. But...
Nah, so, I mean, I don't know. It's just... I agree with his article. But I think it's a good... I think we have a good mix now of, like, that AAA kind of... Like, Uncharted. There's no way the creativity in Uncharted, it's not like the most creative thing on the earth. It's not even the best stories on the earth, even just coming out of video games. But it's the fact that the whole package is put together so well, from the story to the gameplay to the character interactions and shit. You know what I'm saying? Everything mixed together makes everything above average. Like, the story in Uncharted would probably be some really basic adventure shit, but it's just everything mixed together with it takes it above that. You know, right. Like if the characters and the voice acting and the character interaction in that game wasn't as good as it was, it would bring down the story.
You know what? I'm gonna put this in layman's terms from a cooking standpoint. If you go to a store and you open up a can of soup and you call that soup, that's what sometimes you're going to get from the American market as far as video games. Sometimes even the Japanese. But if you sit down, like you said, with Uncharted, and it could be the most basic of storylines and games, but if you put the effort into it, like making your own homemade chicken noodle soup, you're going to get a better product. It's going to taste better. It's going to be better. It's going to be more palatable than just some old random game they decide to toss out because they think people are going to buy it. I mean, especially with the people running to the Eastern games, they're like, oh, yeah, we got them now. This is pushing out a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know,
but that's just a little random side note. So, what have you been playing?
Let's see. Let's put this down here. Tales of the World, Radiant Mythology. If anybody have played any of the Tales of the World games, I think this is probably one of the worst ones I've played, actually.
Did I play that one?
Yeah, you beat it.
Yeah.
I hate it when they take away, because I'm used to the cartoon hand-drawn sprites, and they just take it away from you with this stupid 3D bullcrap. Then we have good old Samurai Showdown, always a good game. You gotta play that. You gotta play the Samurai Showdown. Yeah. I just beat 4, now I'm into 5, so we're working on that right now. Blaze Blue, I can't tell you what this is about, I'm sorry. I cannot tell you what that is about. I don't even know the storyline myself.
I'm tired of 2D fighters already.
Kind of am too. I just beat it. Since I was like, I had it. I was gonna beat it. Then we got this game called Orbit. It's a in the PlayStation Store mini. It's one of those dumb games where you like Angry Birds. You pop someone in the cannon, you shoot him off. Same old BS. Then this one's called Mad Blocker Alpha. Revenge of the Puzzles. Help the Puzzles Vanquish the Evil Mokes. It's actually pretty cool. It's like a Tetris game.
Okay.
It's enjoyable. I actually was playing during dialysis. I actually played quite a bit of it. It's fun.
Interesting.
Which is kind of weird. I'm not a big Tetris fan, but it was the music. And let's talk about that real quick. Isn't it weird how music in video games can change your wanting to play a game? Like, if the game is simple like Tetris, but it gives you good music, you want
to
play it?
Yeah, because you listen to it. It's one of those things. Like, it's an entertainment factor.
I think so. So that's
what you see, what you hear, how you interact with it. So even if your interaction is basic Tetris shit, the fact that the music is enjoyable, it gives you a reason to sit there and actually play the game because you're enjoying what you're hearing from it.
And all these people like, who listens to video game music? What is video game music? Those people put just as, if not more effort than what rappers are putting out now with their bullshit. Right? Am I right? I mean, am I right? For real. If you disagree, tell me you disagree. Because I can't be lying. Listen to any video game, even the worst video game, and they'll probably have better music than what they got nowadays.
Okay. All right.
Guaranteed. And Contra.
What?
You want to talk about Contra real quick?
Go.
Contra is one of those games where... Because I was playing... which one was I playing? Contra... Contra Hard Corps.
Hard Corps?
The one for Genesis today. Okay. And as I was playing, I was realizing how they kept using the same things over and over again from other Contras. And they do that in every Contra.
Pretty much.
Every Contra always scores either a 9 or above in every single review because it's fucking Contra. And Contra will always be epic like that.
The big skeleton guy that rips apart the building.
I've seen him in what?
Like,
two Contras now. The one thing, Contra 3, when you're climbing up the wall, and that thing is slamming against it. You remember that part?
Yeah.
He's in the Hard Corps. The guy's controlling that one. He's in there. He does a little bit different things, but he's in there. It's like, damn, Contra.
The missile stage.
Contra don't play.
I like the missile stage.
That was the greatest stage ever, I think.
Contra was a good game. Contra was a good series.
It still is a good series. They had some fuck-ups with the PlayStation and the PS2 ones, but...
And they still didn't reveal. Now, E3, they showed that Contra C, and they still have not given us anything.
I don't think they got anything.
I don't know what's up with that, but I'm still waiting. So, and I'm hoping it's a full-on Contra PS3 home console platform Contra game. and not some held shit. Like, I want a real Contra gang. Not to say that the Hard Corps wasn't, well, technically it wasn't a Contra game.
It was a Contra game. It was a Contra game.
And I actually thought it was a really good Contra game.
Why would they not? Why would they deny that?
I don't know. I think maybe because the aesthetic of the game was so different from what the Contra games are.
Yes.
And it didn't really follow the storyline of Contra. But I guess it was supposed to be a prequel to Contra Hard Corps, though. I don't know. But it was a good game. This shit was dope.
Contra is awesome. GTR Attack. What? Remember him? GTR. The Get a Robot. The one where you're in the ocean and then he forms. When you're running across the road and you're on your bike on the road. It's on Hard Corps. The first one on Genesis. You remember that?
No.
Yeah, it's GTR Robot. Look it up. The music on there is awesome.
Wait, what was it now?
GTR.
You're on the road.
You're on a boat, right? Then the first part's underneath water and you have to kill him. And then another part's an airplane is shooting down at you. You kill him. Then you jump on your bike and you're going. And then the one like a fish jumps through the water. You gotta kill him. Then you end up on the road. Then he forms. The GTR to Get a Robot.
Wait, what is this? What Contra?
It's Contra Hard Corps from the Genesis. He was a boss.
Oh, I remember that one.
You remember him?
I'm going to have to play that game.
If you listen to the music, I bet you my money you remember.
I wonder why they didn't put that up. Did they put any of the Contra games on the PSN?
No, I haven't seen any Contra games on there.
Let me look.
In fact, I haven't seen any Contra games released ever.
The Xbox got like 1 and 2 or something, I think.
All the arcade ones or the actual Contra?
I think it's the arcade versions of them.
Man, oh my God, Super Contra. Woo! For the arcade, I hate that game. That game is hard. But you think you got issues with the Nintendo one? Play that one.
Let's see here. Doing a search on the PSN for Contra.
We got...
Hey, I have a dirty joke. You want to hear it while we're waiting?
We have
nothing.
Nothing.
No Contra games. Interesting.
Oh, wait, what about the Hard Corps? Does that count?
Well, I mean, that Contra, but that's...
Even if, see, you can't...
When you look up Contra, that doesn't come up, so it's not a Contra game, technically, to the system.
Ah, that's weird. So. Dang, Contra. Contra, Contra, Contra. You better be good. Contra need to bring it. Don't change nothing, though. Don't change too much.
Don't you change a damn thing.
Don't go down that Shattered Soldier and them other stupid games you done went down to. But you can tweak a few things to make us happy.
All right. So we are coming down to the last 3 minutes of their help, Hawkeye.
So what are we going to talk about now?
The thing you want to tell the people out there right now.
Yeah, oh Lord. Don't forget to do the contest. Like I said, the first person that calls in, get all of them right, you'll get the game. It'll be awesome. Make sure you sign up on the website, battleclubgaming.com. Make sure you listen to the podcast, the Boomerang Podcast. You got anything you want to say before we do our shout-outs? All
right. Yeah, you can get us at www.battleclubgaming.com. Look for the Boom Podcast. You can also find us on www.theplaystationshow.com. Boom Podcast. You can look for us on there. Also listen to the Rogue Gamer and the other podcasts they have. You can follow me on Twitter at Boom Podcast. You can follow Battle Club Gaming on Twitter. That's Battle Club GMING. And also Battle Club Gaming on Facebook. And you can get me on PSN, STACCATA, or on the Xbox 360, SAAYID.
Let's see. Oh, shout outs. You're going to give a shout out to, give a shout out to Keebler Elves.
Keebler.
The Levant von Schweitzer. Give a shout out to Ragnar the Blood Edge. He's one of my best friends here. Sephiroth. Always got to mention him. Cloud. Me and you still cool. You know, I like Sephiroth. We're going to give a shout out to Redfield, even though she's drunk. She's probably drunk right now. Drunk three-thirds of the time. And apparently going to get drunk when we go out there to game works. I'm going to give a shout out to B-Smith for eating healthy during the week and then fucking himself up on the weekend, son. Good job. And we're going to give a shout out to Alana Bear. Just because she's a bear. And we're going to give a shout out to... Oh, man, we still got about 30, 40 seconds. We're going to give a shout-out to the Ninja Turtles.
Black people always giving shout-outs.
We're going to give a shout-out to black people. And apparently, during when somebody gets shot. During Maury. And then when people will be getting shot on the streets and the news people will be out there like, what happened, sir? I don't know what happened. But I'd like to give a shout-out to my family in New York. We're out of here.
Goodbye.
Good day, mate.